Chapter 2, Nature and Geography. Unit 3, The Hurricane Hunters. For most people, news that a major hurricane is headed toward them is a clear signal to run and find refuge. But for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's, NOAA, hurricane hunters, such announcements mean exactly the opposite. In fact, whenever a tempest is raging near U.S. soil, the hurricane hunters will be there, piercing straight into the eye of the storm. Using a WC-130 Hercules, a high-power airplane made to fly in weather-related missions, a crew of 5 airmen and several scientists take a risky flight to collect data about the storm. Information such as temperature, wind speed, and air pressure collected by the hurricane hunters are helpful to meteorologists as they try to predict the power and direction of the hurricane. They do this to provide an early warning so that people might escape the storm's terrible fury. Some people wonder why the hurricane hunters make such risky flights, since weather satellites have been scanning the globe for decades. Yet even with today's high-tech meteorological satellites, there are still some very important data about hurricanes that can only be collected through such dangerous missions. For example, while weather forecasters can make predictions about a storm's strength using satellite images alone, such approximations are often inaccurate. In many cases, the hurricane hunters have proven small storms to be ones that are much bigger and more dangerous, thus helping to save lives. In addition to collecting forecasting data, the hurricane hunters also help meteorologists learn more about how the deadliest storms on Earth are created, develop, and die out. Using sophisticated technology, the hurricane hunters gather critical data that is used to determine common causes for hurricanes or those conditions that lead to storm formation all over the world. An important question in this area is why some storms turn into raging hurricanes while others fade away. Answering this question will help researchers build accurate computer models to study hurricanes. In the future, there may no longer be a need for hurricane hunters. This is because unmanned remote-controlled planes will one day make the flights instead. However, no one has yet to make such a plane to travel into hurricanes to collect the data. Until that day arrives, the hurricane hunters will continue to brave every storm to save innocent lives and contribute to the advancement of science.